It's Thursday already. We got some weather situations going on today, which is going to make it a lot more fun to talk about this stuff. Either way, it's 9:17 Eastern time. Kyle, I got to bounce a little. Everywhere I go, the people really want to know. Kyle's frozen on the live stream. They stop and stare when they see me.
No need to repeat. Run up on two me, ways. Fall to your knees. Tip my hat when it's time for the kill. Ain't no beast when you're really real. I am the
All right. I am the Kyle's frozen on the live stream. But this is what happens when we're talking live stream. Like, we can't go back. Danielle, you got to try to get Kyle back in this live stream and then flag me down if you can't. But it is Thursday morning. We're rolling up, about to wrap up the first week of January. And hopefully we can get Kyle back in the live stream. I don't know if we're going to or not. We might just reset it if we can't. Danielle, just holler at me from across the hallway if we're going to do that. Frozen. Yes, Nate, that's the perfect remark. Hold on. This is got to go up there. He says,
how are we doing?
I can hear you now. I can hear you.
You can hear me. You cannot see me.
This is very strange.
I'm grooving back and forth. It's crazy.
Nate just made a Hang comment. Tight. It says frozen because it's cold in Nashville. All Nashville's fiber optic lines are dealing with sub 32 degree weather this morning. But that's okay. We're going to get Kyle back in here. We got his audio back in here. Did we? Danielle, we might have to bring you into the mix. All right, we got him. We're trying to figure it out. There's his video. Kyle's coming back in. He was outside, you know, helping the desolate cold. There you are. Bring the cold, desolate people in from the streets of Nashville because it's about to snow, right?
Snowpocalypse 3.0. Yes, it's not just about to snow. I'm looking outside, and I think we're a half an hour in and a half an inch, which is shocking. I mean, it's coming down. I'm feeling a little bit dicey being at the office, just not because I can't drive in snow, but because other Nashville people can't drive in snow. And we don't have fancy things like brine and salt and snow trucks and all the things that you need to stay really safe when it snows like 5 inches.
No. It's not that you need to stay safe. Where we are, Danielle and I in Syracuse, New York, you need those to have a civilization. Right? Because it's going to snow a foot overnight, and kids are going to school in the morning. Let's be honest.
Period.
Because you just need to, right? We got the budget allocation. We got the gear. We got the good old boys showing up at the DPW every morning, right? Just driving out a fleet of plow trucks. My neighbor actually across the street from me he works for the highway department, you know, so he's like, our road always gets really well taken care of.
Oh, yeah. No, so they canceled. I think schools got all canceled at like 3 o'clock yesterday. Not a single thing. It was just like an abundance of caution. We're out.
Yeah, they're.
So I remember like growing up north, it was like you woke up the next morning and started looking at, hey, is it going to be? Yeah, exactly.
We had we gathered around literally the radio. I'm not even kidding. And you listen to the school closing numbers called off. And in Philly, there's 100, like there's hundreds of them. So I just remember the guy sitting by the radio was like 635, 636, 638. And like, we're like 640.
It's not even the school name. He's like
639, 641. We're like, wait, did they just skip our number? Are we going to school? And then you have to listen the whole time until it goes around again, which is like 5 more minutes. So snow day, fanatics for all of you, maybe that, brought back some memories of the past, but you need a shovel. Where do you get a shovel in Nashville?
Yeah, no. So we got it. So first of all, yesterday, like I went on Facebook one time and everyone's like, where do you find a sled? Where do you find a shovel? Where do you find all of those type of things? And I was like, oh man, I've done lost it last year. Our shovel broke.
Yard sale.
I'm never getting a thing. Right. So I get up this morning, Home Depot app says 4 in stock at my local Home Depot. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to get there within the first hour of opening, should be there. Although, you know, can you trust the stocking?
Wait, it said 4 in stock? Yeah, that's not happening.
4 in stock. I was like, there's no way it's happening. But so I get there and I go to the place, you know, luckily so this is just like my customer experience type hat, like goes on. It's like, okay, so it says 4 in stock. Did they get the SKUs right? Did they scan it? Is it right?
Did someone steal
one? So I get up. Right. And then I look at both of the places where the shovels are that I could use for shoveling snow
today.
Gonzo. I'm like, 4. Okay. I've had troubles when it says 1 or 2 and there's none left, but 4, like there's probably at least one hanging out around here somewhere. So I go get a guy. He's like, you know, he's struggling because he just got up basically an hour ago, but he's like, yeah, I had like 5 people come by yesterday afternoon and we just don't have any left. And at that moment, that's when the customer experience thing shifted for me. Cause I was like, okay, was his expectation yesterday that we just don't have any left because they're not sitting in front of me, or has he checked? So me being the savvy technologist I am is like, I know that my stocking is probably tied to his stocking. And he's like, well, let me look it up. He looks it up. Give me the SKU. Looks it up. Oh yeah. It says there's four. I'm like, yeah, I know. Home Depot over probably here, did yeah. this right.
I yeah. told you that.
So, but what was really cool is he was like, all right, so let's figure this out. So he actually went into figure it out mode at that point. But what's interesting is he didn't go into figure it out mode yesterday when there were people that were saying, does this exist?
Yeah, right.
But prodded just a little bit more and given access to knowledge and information that he previously had access to, he was able to go, oh, look at the bins. It's probably in that one. Get a ladder. And turns out there were actually five in stock. So we were able to pull all three of them, the two I needed and the other three down.
Kyle's like,
we
giving put him on the hook. He's like on your shoulders. Yeah. You're like, you got it up there.
You got it. Hand me him down, brother. Yeah. So it was really good because now like we gave three more people the opportunity to buy them. And I got my two so that I can stock my house.
So Kyle bought all five and he listed them on Facebook Marketplace for $100.
They're actually NFTs now too, because like it's a rare thing in Nashville to find a shovel the day that it's supposed to. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Speaking of NFTs, let's get out of that.
All right, we were going to talk about NFTs maybe at the end of the show. We're trying to keep up a little bit with crypto news. Really interesting thing happened yesterday. Crypto kind of dipped before the markets dipped. It was almost a leading indicator. Is that the new norm? I don't know. Or was it a fluke?
I think it's, you know, stocks have a very, like, there's a lot of speed to transaction, right? But when you think about the people that are trading crypto as opposed to day trading stocks, like the attention to that is there's no like middleman, right? So if you're day trading stocks, you might have a middleman that's doing trading for you, right?
Interesting.
You hear the Fed, right? Say X about, you know, what we're going to talk about. But you hear the Fed say this, you see market indicators say this, and you might have to make a call to go, hey, trade, buy, sell, right? All that type of stuff. There's probably more that are doing that than that are doing like day trading on their computer.
Yeah.
But crypto
is definitely more retail, but maybe it also is an indicator that there's more like larger players in crypto too. Because retail trading, you know, can go back and forth, but for the crypto market to affect, you know, or to be an indicator of the broader markets is a little maybe of an indicator that like bigger players are now, I mean, we know they are, but maybe in a larger mass are trading crypto and kind of trying to make moves ahead of that. Yep. Because moving out of
crypto. It was only like 2 hours, but you saw like you started to see the dip on crypto and then 2 hours later, the major exchanges started to
call that dip.
It's very interesting.
There's a dip dough going on. Let's move on. Hey, you sent me a link yesterday and I forgot it was going on, but we sat and while we were on Google Meets and kind of like working, we watched GM's presentation at CES. And I was like, wow, everyone wants to be Apple now. It's amazing.
It was very Apple-esque.
Very Apple, which is surprising coming from, you know, coming from GM. But I think it's a good indicator that like, hey, we're a technology company now. You know, we're not a car company. We're a technology company. I mean, obviously it felt like a hybrid mashup, right? The real slap in the face is when Apple's got a car in their presentation. Then we're going to be like, oh, we're there. And we know it's coming.
That's how you talk about a car, right? But they did some really cool things, like the animation that we saw on when the Silverado EV was launched, and they animated kind of like creating the core, the base of the EV there was some really cool interactions. One of the things that I really actually liked about the whole interaction was not just the presentation, but it was the entry into it. So it was like a single page landing page that was already playing the video in the background without audio and then asked you to engage to like really bring it to the forefront. It was like one click, you were in. There was no like go to, you know, click this, then to next page. Like you are already there. You are immersed in the experience. So just from like a speed to get from I want to watch this too. I'm watching it. Was really, I thought that was a neat interaction and it was seamless and felt really comfortable to me.
The presentation, I mean, not like we're here to critique the presentation, but I guess we are right now, but because we pay attention to those things. I thought like the team, like the engineers and the people they, and Mary Barrett, like I think they did a pretty good job of like being natural. I would even go as far to say a lot more natural than some of the Apple people they put on the stage sometimes. Sometimes yo, this guy hasn't gotten out of the lab in a long time.
He's been stuck.
It's kind of like automotive-y though. Like you think about it, like automotive people tend to be people, regardless of where you are in the store, in the industry, right? It's a very human connected, we're moving, we're doing things, we're involved in people's regular lives, which I guess you could say the same thing for phones, but it's different. It had the automotive vibe and flavor that I love so much about this industry.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about the products.
There were two big announcements and I guess kind of three, but the first one and the one that everyone was excited about was seeing the Silverado EV, which for me, it was like the 2023 Chevy Pilot Avalanche Silverado, right? It was like this big mashup of kind of the last 6 years of truck newness, right? Yeah. It had kind of that slope back.
Yeah.
So there were some calls to some other models, but also had some new innovative feelings to it. I don't think it was like a mind-boggling, oh, we've never seen this before, but also for Chevy to kind of enter the EV space with kind of the EV look and feel.
Yeah.
It was reminiscent of what we should expect to see.
It kind of gave me feelings like, you know, you have Cybertruck, which is very far on one side, right? It's crazy.
Right.
And then you have the F-150 Lightning, which is just looks just like an F-150, not like Lightning, right? And so I think they did a good job of like bringing those two together with the front grille. Surprised me. The Walmart announcement surprised me. I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah. That's a big play for them. So now GM is basically committing to power both FedEx and Walmart over the next 5 years. So big players in deliveries, like, you know, seeing that they are, you know, doing even with the Cruise, right? Mm-hmm. Doing delivery with autonomous delivery of things, right? And, you know, for FedEx to be able to say that they reduced delivery times by 15% because of the efficiencies in BrightDrop. That's a massive deal.
And they stopped, and those little electric carts that they made, they said that cut curb dwell time a lot. And dwell time in fleet management is typically engine running. They call it dwell time. That's how they measure it.
Right.
So that's pretty cool too. Doug McMillon, the Walmart CEO, he spent the first minute or so of his presentation talking about Walmart's ability to do fast delivery, like 1 and 2 day delivery. Yes. That was definitely stepping toe-to-toe with Amazon, saying we can do this. And then they highlighted how GM's autonomous capabilities had done thousands of driverless deliveries to consumer houses that had, you know, a woman walking out of her home, the car pulls up. She waits, the back door opens, she takes her bags, and she goes inside. So, like, I thought that was one of the coolest parts of the presentation. Definitely wasn't something that I expected, and I think is super relevant to all of our lives as consumers, right? And then you go back to the auto industry, it's like, great, we have another avenue, hopefully, to help, you know, help OEMs deliver these vehicles and these things, right? The dealer network is in place, right?
I love this. We talked about this like a month ago, fleet relationships that are currently in place to get BrightDrop into hands. They're not going direct business to business, which is really a neat, that's a big thing for our franchise friends, right?
Yeah.
All
right. In our effort to keep this under 15 minutes for you, let's talk about the Fed taper, right? The Fed is you know, yesterday announced that they have a renewed commitment to taper rates much faster than they had initially talked about. Spurred on that is, you know, confidence in the economy, what they would say is probably an almost full job market. And, you know, one article I read talked about, you know, a lot of people's perspective of like, okay, people are getting COVID, but is it really a big deal, right?
Right.
And we're seeing that sentiment, and based on those sentiments, you know, they're saying, hey, the economy's hot. We don't want it to get too hot. And so we're going to taper and change rates, which obviously is going to affect the auto industry. Fortunately for us, I think learning how to keep smaller floor plans makes a major difference at the end of the year. So something that came up yesterday, you know, other things affecting it, airline cancellations, not necessarily directly to the taper, but like, hey, these are macroeconomic things that are affecting, you know, this industry, our lives. I mean, shoot, your flight, we were going to on a client visit.
Business travel, right? Client visit gets all of a sudden like adjusted. We've got to shift plans just because, you know, and so how many people are having to do that for that or vacations or, you know, any type of travel. So it's, there's so many economy factors at play at one time right now.
Yep.
That daily kind of attention to it, though you don't want to shift everything about your business to that. We talk about the flexibility a lot. Paying attention and understanding this may have an impact on traffic or the way that my business operates or the way that consumers experience my my experience. Something to pay attention to.
For sure. Okay, so we had a lot of discussions yesterday, the Automotive State of the Union team. We got some dates in place. Our weekly email is going to be shifting to an everyday email so you can get some summaries of these things, some more articles to just scroll through, click through in the morning. So that's coming soon in a matter of weeks. We're opening Clubhouse rooms back up starting at the end of this month. So we're going to have a whole new programming list of Clubhouse rooms for you to be a part of, and we're going to have replays, and we're going to have YouTube. Like, we have a lot of stuff planned. So that being said, keep doing your work, keep sending emails, keep letting us know what's important to you. We're going to try to give you the best overview as we can every time, every day. Now go out there, sell some cars, shovel some snow.